by the conservative estimates of the multitude of counselors, 500,000 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God was going to destroy the whole city, twin cities. He's going to destroy it all, and did destroy it all, but not until he sent an angel. And this is found in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 22. And Lou's going to read it for you in a minute, Genesis chapter 19 and verse 22. But I'm going to paraphrase and tell you exactly what God told the angel to tell Lot. Lot, I'm paraphrasing now in today's language. Lot, get your little ditty bag together and get your family, and let's get out of here, because God said to you, he can't do a thing judgmentally until after you get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. As long as you're in Sodom and Gomorrah, God won't do anything. The moment you get out is when God's going to move and destroy them and their sin. If you want to read about that in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, it's there as plain as the nose on your face. Read it, Lou.
Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do a thing till thou be come thither.
All right. That's old English, but it means exactly what I said it meant. Come on, Lot, get you and your family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, because I can't do a thing as far as bringing judgment against the city until after you and your family get out. I quoted it this morning, Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Same thing. We're watching and we're praying. Amen. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Categorizes it, puts it in the category of the second coming. Tells you what he's talking about. Not just some mystical event, but the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. So Mohammed's not the way. Hare Krishna's not the way. Buddha's not the way. Only one way. It's not a multiple choice question. A, B, C, D, or none of the above. Only one way that we can be reconciled to God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, M-E-N. The man, M-A-N, Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Somebody said, well, it sounds like too much of an exclusive club to me. Tough. Only one Jesus died for you. Only one Jesus didn't stay dead. He resurrected himself. How can you prove that with the Bible? John 10:18. This one thing have I received of my Father. He gave me power to lay down my life, and he gave me power to pick it up again. Glory be to God. Somebody clap your hands and shout, I'm glad I'm one of these. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So, because of the way that Jesus considered us, and because he loved us, and after all of this wonderful time of reflection, he decided to die for us. Hallelujah. Because he also raised from the dead for us. Amen. 3 days and three nights in the tomb and in the heart of the earth, taking the keys away from the devil. I'm giving you the fast version. There's three main feasts each year. And I learned something and was just quickened to me last night, as God Almighty is my witness. We are not ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That don't describe us, but we are ever learning. Something's going right, Pastor. Prophetess, Pastor, something's going right. Amen, Walls. Something's going right. A lot of people are coming to God. A lot of people are receiving hope. A lot of people that didn't have any reason to exist. Praise God. No reason for living. Sick about everything. Pocket full of money. One of the athletes said, I got 100 suits and I feel like I'm naked. Said, I got a 200 pair of shoes, but I don't have any walk. He says, I sleep in a $30,000 bedroom and I can't get any rest. Hallelujah. What's the answer? Jesus is the answer. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Glory to God. Somebody get happy and praise his name. Praise God. And three of those main feasts per year. At Passover he died. At Pentecost he started the church. And at Atonement he makes the decision whether he's going to come between this atonement and the next atonement. Just because he makes the decision during the time of atonement don't necessarily mean he's going to come during the season of atonement. If he was pinned down to that time element, then his coming would not be described biblically as imminent. Imminent means he can come when he wants to. He says, when I'm coming, in an hour that you think not. The Son of Man coming. Hallelujah. He's just made a decision. At this Feast of Atonement, as it's celebrated, whether he's going to come between now and the next atonement or not. I never heard that preached in my life, but buddy, God Almighty tore me all to pieces revealing that to me. Hallelujah. You can't tamper with the imminency of his coming. What does the word imminent mean? It means about to occur any day now, or any day next month, or any day next year. Whenever he decides, the Bible says, no man knoweth the day nor the hour, no angel, not even the Son of God. Only the Father knows the day and the hour that he's coming. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I feel like I'm going to get happy tonight. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise God. And every once in a while I'm preaching, I can see the hand of God working on somebody out in here. You're at the right place to get your needs met tonight. You're at the right place. Oh, hallelujah. There's a deliverance anointing in here tonight. You can get your deliverance, whatever you need it for. Amen. Praise God. Don't go home without it. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah, somebody. Come on and clap your hands and shout hallelujah to the living Lamb of God. It makes sense? Amen. Hallelujah. But until he does come, he says this, and thou shalt be secure because there is hope. Now that's a covenant and that's a contract. And besides, another verse of scripture, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Hallelujah. I'm going to weave in some stuff here after a while. I want you to know that there's four things that Jesus did. And if Jesus did it, he was showing us the way for us to know what to do. Amen. I don't want to blow this trip here and me 75 years old. I realize I got to be like the Apostle Paul, at least in one way. He said, I've got to watch myself lest after I've preached this gospel and declared it, to the then known world, I myself become a castaway. Hey, I ain't made it in the gate yet. And I haven't finished my destiny yet. Hallelujah. And 75 don't bother me one iota. That's a truth. I'm ridiculously healthy. To God be the glory. But that might change for morning. I might get to go home for morning. Lord, please, not without Sharon. Me and Sharon want to go together in the rapture. Don't we, Bubby? Hallelujah. 31 years and my ministry didn't take off until God gave me you. That's a truth. That's a truth. We're having a good time. I took her out the other night and just sat across the table and looked at her while she eat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And wishing I was eating too. Hallelujah. God's good, but there's a time for everything. No, I ate before we left there. Because of the way that Jesus considered us and loved us and spent time in reflection concerning us, he decided to die for us. But he rose again. And that's an exact type of what we're going to do. We're going to live and die if he tarries and raise again at the resurrection. All of those who are dead in Christ can't get up till Jesus comes. But the good news is he is coming. He said he's coming. Praise God. He said that is, Daniel chapter 11 verse 36 part B, that is determined shall be done. And then our function while he's getting ready to come and contemplating coming and the Father's deciding what the day and the hour is going to be without even telling Jesus. That's the word. Amen. That's the word. Hallelujah. Yes. Then we're supposed to occupy and have some joy while we're doing it. I ain't scared of nothing or nobody, but I ain't no fool. I don't want to walk up in the barrel of a shotgun tonight. Amen. So I'm going to try to live right. I'm going to try to live above that. Praise God. If tonight's my night, I ain't going to complain when I see the other side. I ain't going to want to come back. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. But while I'm here, I want to take some more people to heaven with me. I want to see some people live not beneath your privileges, but come up to where you realize who you really are in Jesus. Jesus taught us how to do that. Listen while I preach four little simple points here. Jesus faced the enemy from a position of knowing he was the Son of God. That's how you face the enemy. Knowing that you're one of God's boys or girls. Know who you are. Yes. Jesus knew that. Amen. 1 John 4:17. Listen to this. It is the will of God for you to go to work in the church because the church is eternal. It never ends. It gets larger with time and goes over into eternity. Amen. And 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now what a revolting development that is. We ain't been acting like that, have we? We've been acting like we're supposed to roll over and just let the devil run over us. No, no, that's not the will of God. That's right. That's not the will of God. That the devil just run over you. I found that out in foreign countries. I've had to stand up in their face. Amen. And tell them this ain't right. Amen. Sometimes I go to jail. Sometimes I don't. But I'm here tonight, aren't I? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Knowing he was the Son of God. Did you know this? That 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 says what you are. Beloved, we now are we the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. When? Now. We're the sons of God. You and I now are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The only way to fight the devil is from a position of knowing who you are. He'll lie to you, coerce you, concoct every story in the book to try to defame you and try to get you under bondage. And people cast aspersions everywhere and try to put you under the same mess they're under. Whatever you're going through, get delivered tonight. And then go deliver somebody else, for God's sakes. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Second point, Jesus faced fighting the devil knowing he was called and sent by God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9, Lou. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Did you know your calling from God is holy? Your calling is a holy calling. She's going to tell you.
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen. Read the first couple sentences again.
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling.
Amen. Your calling's holy. My calling's holy. I don't have any problems believing that. Because I've seen God Almighty. And I'm not trying. I don't have to apologize, do you? Because God's made me a soul winner across the world. For the past 23 years, he's allowed our team, of which this church is a very meaningful part of, and some of you are a very meaningful part of our evangelistic team. 36 nations of the world, main two nations, Indonesia and India. Muslims in Indonesia, Hindus in India. But over the past 23 years, God Almighty has allowed us to average a little over 34,000 souls per year, every year, as an average for 23 years in a row. Something's got to be going right. And I give God all the glory. God knows I'm not a savior. I just work here. But I can tell you what he can do for you. I don't go preaching Jim Angle. I don't go preaching some denomination. I don't go preaching some heretical, whatever doctrine. I don't go preaching no mess. I try to stay in the Word. Get in there and stay. And let God do the Word. He will confirm his Word. He will not confirm your ideas and opinions and hyperbole and soothsaying and all of that. He don't have to. He's God. He designed what we're supposed to do. And we follow him. It works. Shout yes.
Yes.
So point number one, Jesus faced the enemy from a position of knowing he was the Son of God. You're not the Son, but you are a Son of God. He said so. Number two, Jesus faced Satan knowing he was called and sent by God. Every one of you are called with that holy calling of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. You have a holy calling, whether you realize it or not. Whether you want it or not, sorry, he owns you in creation and redemption. You're saved, you don't belong to you. Hallelujah. All right.